taking some time now to establish yourself in whatever posture you've chosen for practice. Are you sitting? Are you standing? Are you lying down? Adjusting the body so that it's comfortable. Making sure you're nicely balanced if you're sitting. Or in any posture, really. Making sure too that you're comfortable. So making any small adjustments as need be. Maybe a shoulder roll. Making sure there's no unnecessary tension through the face. Can we let go through the face, the forehead, around the eyes? And through the jaw. Perhaps breathe into it and just let the musculature drop with the out-breath. And through the neck and shoulders. Letting the body have some weight to it without sleepiness. And softening down through the arms, shoulders to fingertips. Letting go of whatever tension's unnecessary. And down through the torso. Can we release through the chest and belly? And all down the back. Can we release? And all through the legs down to the feet. And bringing intentionality to the practice. What brings you to practice? What is it you care about that you're bothering to practice? You wish to be truly present and real. You wish to open to life as it is, with friendliness, with gratitude. You wish to have some calm, some peace. And letting whatever your intentions are inform your practice. As we allow ourselves now to take a few nice full breaths, feel the breath in the whole body. Continue to let go through the out-breath. And when you're ready, letting the breathing subside. And notice where it's really nice and easy for you to feel it, where it's even pleasant. Is it to carry on with breath in the whole body? Is it the nostrils? Is it feeling the breath through the throat? Possibly it may be the chest or the belly or the back. Can we bring ourselves into presence, into this moment as it is, by yoking the mind heart with the breathing, however we wish to do that? Attention will wander, of course. Can we open to wherever it wanders to? If it's persistent, we might make it the object of our awareness. And when it subsides, come back to breathing. Or there may be little occurrences of thoughts and emotions, sensations other than breathing, that just kind of move in and out of awareness. But we're still with the breathing, so we just let them go. We can notice too what happens when an experience is pleasant. And maybe the mind then leaps off and gets busy with wanting more pleasant experiences. Can we just notice whatever's pleasant, the breath, the sensation, and let it move through without grasping after it? There's no problem with the wandering mind. It's just how the mind works. Open to it. Perhaps name the experience. If it's persistent, feel it through the body. Notice how it's changing, it's moving. And then come back to your anchor in breathing. We can notice too if unpleasant experiences arise in the body, in the breathing, sounds, thoughts, emotions. And we can notice the unpleasant without pushing them away, without getting trapped in aversion. Can we just notice, unpleasant, unpleasant. Feel the sensations of it, whatever it is. Naming it. And let it move through. The truth is, most of our experiences are rather neutral. They're neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And the breath can often be quite neutral. And we can notice what happens with that. We may get lost in kind of a sluggishness, a sleepy mind. The mind may start to get very busy, on the other hand, looking for entertainment. Even if it's an unpleasant entertainment, when things are neither pleasant nor unpleasant, we can get lost in restlessness and worry and rumination, and on the other hand, a real sleepy, dull mind. So just noticing that, bring attention to it, let it too be welcome, just neutral. And if there is any sleepiness, we open our eyes, we may stand, move a little, so that we can take care of it. If there's restlessness, we open to it. We feel the energy of it. Feel it through the body. deepen our mindfulness and our anchor, the body, the breathing, and watch the restlessness rise, 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 and pass, pass, pass. No matter how many times the attention wanders off the anchor, it doesn't matter. Each time it wanders and we notice it, we're mindful, we're awake, we're aware, we're back on the practice. Each of those moments is a moment of exercising this mind, brain, heart, body. It's like a bicep curl in the mind, brain, heart. Now, it may not have been terribly noticeable for you, but for me, throughout this practice, there was frequent barking dog. Frequent barking dog. Unpleasant, unpleasant feeling tone. Definitely, for me, a challenge how to be with it and not drop into aversion. So we'll finish off this practice that we might call barking dog meditation. We'll finish it off with Billy Collins' sweet poem, Of course, it's about the neighbor's dog. This is my dog. Anywho, that aside, I will read his poem as it is, with its bold title, Another Reason Why I Don't Keep a Gun in the House. The neighbor's dog will not stop barking. He is barking the same high rhythmic bark that he barks every time they leave the house. They must switch him on their way out. The neighbor's dog will not stop barking. I close all the windows in the house and put on a Beethoven symphony full blast. But I can still hear him, muffled under the music, barking, barking, barking. And now I can see him sitting in the orchestra, his head raised confidently as if Beethoven had included a part for barking dog. When the record finally ends, he is still barking, sitting there in the oboe section, barking, his eyes fixed on the conductor who is entreating him with his baton, while the other musicians listen in respectful silence to the famous barking dog solo, that endless coda that first established Beethoven as an innovative genius. Feeling body, feeling breath, and listening to the bells to finish.